Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bone disease. Now, I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's, so every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportleanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Initiating startup sequence.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Ready, TJ Jefferson? You ready? Micah Parsons is coming to town.
It's going to be painful.
I wish him well, except this weekend.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, Syracuse head coach Fran Brown. Grammy Award winning artist Zach Brown. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number two of The Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We already said farewell to Kurt Warner in hour number one. Great chat with him about what we saw in week number three, what to expect in week number four of the NFL season that kicks off tomorrow night between the Cardinals at 2-1 hosting the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks on Prime Video. Hour number three, Zach Brown stops by our studio. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Happy to talk with you because I'm a giver. and just to prove a point. There may be an I in Rich and an I in Eisen, an I in my first and last names, but I'm a team player. So Christopher Brockman.
Yes, sir.
Syracuse class of
2002.
Okay. When I hear that Fran Brown of Syracuse football head coach could come on this program after dispatching of Clemson, it is my gift to you, sir. He's a newsmaker.
The heart thing.
He's a newsmaker, a national figure.
Yes, sir.
And also your football coach.
Oh, we are back.
And the pride of Camden, New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, the 31st football coach in the history of Syracuse football, Fran Brown.
Yes.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, coach. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How you doing, Rich?
Well, I'm better for seeing you. Chris, do you want to say something to your coach, sir?
You are the man. I just want to thank you on behalf of Orange alum across the country. Thank you for bringing the football program back, making us proud every single Saturday. Never been more excited to watch our team than I have the last couple of seasons, and that's because of you. Thank you, sir.
That's because of the staff, but I appreciate you, Chris. I know you 2002 class. I know you seen some good football when you was here. Football and basketball, so I'm just happy to be able to come and try and help bring it back to what it was before.
Well, I also echo those sentiments on behalf of my brother-in-law and his two sons, my nephews. Everybody in Syracuse football country is kind of ecstatic, and I imagine you're hearing that a lot, Coach.
Yeah, trying to, but you know, I just try to focus on everything inside these walls to make sure that we're consistently growing and getting better, becoming a closer team, locked in on our core values. Just dart, whatever. Just try to move on, you know. A lot of guys try to focus on a last win, but we got a good team in Duke coming in here, so we're pretty much moved on and on to the next.
I have joined you joining this program having already turned a page, is what you're saying. You've page turned already?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm on a different page. I understand it. I may have to explain the last page a little bit. I'm comfortable doing that.
Okay. I understand.
No, I kind of buried that and moved on.
No, I understand. You've got 18-year-olds, you got 19-year-olds, you got other grown-ass men in that locker room that you want to lead by example to not live in the past or glorify one victory when the next one is equally as, if not more, important. But what are you seeing out of your program right now that you're enjoying? Like, this is You mentioned core values. What are you seeing here about these seeds sprouting, Coach?
I'm enjoying seeing them just receive some of the benefit from working hard. They've worked really hard since January. And to get an opportunity to go out, our first game, national television, didn't end up the way we wanted. I believe that I didn't have them as prepared as they should have been when the game started. And then for them to get another opportunity to do that over the past few weeks, and they've answered it. It's paid off for them. They've done a really good job. So just them having a chance to see it, and then them finally truly believing that they are a championship football team. And that's why we practice as hard as we practice. That's why, you know, everything's about being detailed, accountable, relentless, and tough. And not just on a football field, it's an academic thing, right? It's a faith thing. It's just how you live, and everybody holding each other accountable. But it's not fake, you know, and it's finally like Rich, you know, when you was doing something and at first you was just doing it because that's what they said do. But now you're doing it because, like, that's what we do. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where we are right now.
And what have you placed down that you believe is a core value that you can point out to us that we're seeing?
The accountability. You'll see the accountability with guys like the first week of school. That first week, there was about 12 guys who missed a class in one day. Like, oh, dude, just missing classes. Yesterday, it was two guys that missed. Nobody missed study hall. Nobody was late. Everybody's on time, just kind of doing it the right way. You got the older guys telling the young guys, make sure you're there on time. They're holding each other accountable. We're able to see it in things that aren't on the football field. So, of course, you know, when you get to the football field, that's easy. Everybody wants to do that. But then it's the effort that they're giving on the football field that you'll be able to see. A guy may know, you'll see a D tackle who will turn and run, and he knows that receiver is 34 yards down the field. There's no way I'm catching him, but I'm going to give everything I got because I'm doing it for the guy next to me. That's where you start to see and understand that.
Who have you heard from the alumni fan base in the football world that you've brought in, or you've had talk to the team, or you're thinking about doing that? Who from Freeney might be a name that I'm throwing out here.
Freeney's always here. Freeney's that he worked with us. Like, Freeney's on the staff. So Freeney's watching film every night. He's up every other week, 4 weeks straight or whatever, but he's always here. Keith Bullock is huge conversation with Keith. He's always just talking and doing things with us. I mean, it's a lot of guys, right? Donovan Darius hit me up doing different things, talking to Donovan Darius. I mean, the list goes on when you just start to think about it. Like, they're all involved, right? And that's the cool thing. Justin Pugh's involved. Jones is involved. It's just so many guys that are involved that I've talked to. And then even older guys, right? Like Morris, that used to play here. Running back is really cool. I got in touch with him. We got David Jacobs, who's on our staff, who was a kicker here for a long time, NFL player, who's on our staff that's helping our specialists out. So everybody's involved, right? Even to the just regular students that went here that are trying to be involved and want to come back and want to help. Everybody's involved, and I think the players see it, and they feed off of that, right? Because this is their team. This is their team, and they want to be involved with it. I'm very thankful that they are. Open doors, if you play here, come out. Come check us out. We play Duke this weekend. It'll be a sold-out crowd. They're a great football team. Manny Diaz done an amazing job, so we get an opportunity to compete against this weekend.
Pardon me for not being fully buttoned up, not knowing that Dwight Freeney's on player development for your program. Well, when did you connect with him, if you don't mind me asking? Right away?
I connected when I first got the job. I called him.
You did?
So, like, when I first got the job, I wanted to talk to all of the former players. I called him, and he was just like, yeah, I got so much knowledge I'd be able to give to you guys, right? I can't only just keep it trapped in my head. So a lot of knowledge, anything you need, call me. So I took him up on that, called him, had him come out one weekend. He came up for the weekend, and then he ended up coming back. And then he was out at practice, and he just went in and started coaching the drill. Like, you know, he was in the mix. Like, he had cleats on and everything. And then from there, I'm like, you need to come be on the staff with us, right? These guys, they need to be talking to you. Then Keith Bullock did the same thing. He comes up, and then all of a sudden, he got cleats on. That's the only thing. They still want to play a little bit, right? So they was all just here. And the dudes come up. Kevin Johnson will come up. He'll come up just – they're here pregame. They're different times. So, but Dwight Freeney just – his was like his love for the game. can't go. He just got those little daughters. You know, he got that beautiful family, and he's really good at golf. So
yes,
if he didn't have to play golf, he'll be here every day.
Yeah.
But he got to be down there with his family, and he's raising those little daughters that he has.
I mean, if Michael Jordan needs a fourth coach, right? I mean, like, that's Freeney's going to say yes to that, I guess, on occasion, you know?
But if he doesn't, then I'm going to get rid of him because he must have bumped his head.
I love that. And then just one last quick one on that front. Carmelo, any of the hoops players of Syracuse fame hit you up? Anything like that?
Yeah, me and Melo been cool. Like, Melo played a part in me wanting to come here and communicate here ever since I've got the job. He's been... it'd been like a dude with open arms, but like we've talked since AU basketball younger, right? Known Melo for a long, long time, him getting a chance to compete against DeJuan Wagner and stuff like that. So we've been cool from Baltimore, Camden. That's something that goes back pretty deep. So Melo's definitely good. We're so excited about his son. Our basketball team this year will be really good. We got a lot of players that I can't wait to watch basketball. See, I'm excited about our season. God willing, we win. We keep doing everything we need to get to the conference championship and so forth and so on. But make sure you come watch our basketball team this year. Men's and women's will be really good. Coach Archery and them are doing a good job. But I can't wait to watch Cayenne out there on the court.
Fran Brown here of Syracuse on the Rich Eisen Show. Your quarterback went down with an Achilles injury. What can you tell me about moving forward here at this position and your level of expectation, Coach?
Yeah, that's why we paid for two. That's why we paid for two. So, yeah, Steve went down. Sire Ford was a really good player, was leading the country and passing and everything at the time. But Ricky would be ready to step in.
Ricky,
you know,
Collins.
We had a heated battle.
Yeah.
Ricky would be ready to go. Next man up mentality. I believe in Ricky. I think he's a great kid. And you know the best thing about this kid, Rich, regardless what he does when he gets to the field, I think he'll do well. But he stayed ready. He worked. There's so many kids that when they don't win that spot, they quit, they mope, they sit back and they complain. And we got some on our team that was doing that, but he wasn't one of those guys. He was in there every night watching tape with Steve and pushing Steve, and those guys got so close. Like, they became real good friends. And I'm excited to see him get this opportunity. I got a feeling that he's going to do really well. He has a big boy arm, right? And him having Steve there with him, these guys going to be well, man. So we're excited about Ricky, man. They call him Slick Rick. So we have to call Slick Rick.
Good to know that. Listen, I'm maybe a little old school. I get thrown when I hear college head coaches say that's why we pay for two. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different world in which we live right now, Coach. Your philosophy on NIL, transfer portal, and things of that nature, the rules surrounding it. I know I just asked you a macro question that is – could fill up the rest of our time, but I asked it anyway. What's your opinion on where things are in college football on that front?
I like it. I like where it's at. It's a part of what it is. You know why I like it? Because it makes everyone have to adjust. And you got to be able to evolve with the time. Like, everyone wants it to just be the same and be the same, but everything in our world is changing. Like, our whole country is constantly changing daily. So for that to just stay the same when all of this stuff is going on social media, I mean, the amount of money that people are making in the world, I mean, you just got to be able to evolve. You got to be able to adapt. And I think the people that adapt and are open to the change and are excited about the change, they'll keep evolving and becoming better. And the guys that don't want to do it and think you're going to stick to it and do it your own way and this is how it should be done, I mean, that's just not the era of it anymore, right? There's so many good football players. And these kids, some of the kids come from less fortunate. So it's really cool that they get an opportunity to help out their families. As long as, like, for us, we put up at least 40% of our pay. So these guys will still be good when they leave college. But if they could help out at home or do different things, and I'd rather them mess the money up now, Rich, than mess it up when they get to the league. We'll have less of those stories of NFL players going broke and things happening because guys are starting to do it a little bit earlier. So now that they may mess it up between 18 and 22, we don't have to read about such and such who had $65 million who has nothing now because he was able to go through it as a kid now and teach him the ropes and show him the way, right? And I think it's up to us as coaches to put down those individualized financial plans for every kid. Like, make sure you're involved with it. Show them. They're our kids, right? These are my little brothers. I've learned about the financial literacy. it's our job to teach them that. It's our job to be able to show them that, not just score touchdowns for us. So there's so much that they're doing to help me and my family. You see in that picture behind me, that I'm going to make sure that I give them the game. It's important that they understand and they get the game. So I'm happy for it, to be honest with you, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the early parts of NFL Network, maybe when you were on a practice squad with the Bengals back in the day, Coach, you know, that I was at a rookie symposium for the NFLPA, and I was taken aback that there was a breakout session on how to balance a checkbook. And there were a bunch of grown men taking notes. And you're right that maybe there wouldn't have been a need for such a breakout session if they were in a position that so many of your players and collegiate players are in right now at age 18 to 20.
We're able to help them now. You give them a kickstart on it. Let's show this and see it. You could teach them about Roth IRAs and just think it's so much stuff that I didn't know about that I didn't learn until you gradually grow up. And because you think you don't need it, I don't need it right now. I don't make that much money. You can make $40,000 and have these things and set yourself up.
Right.
So that way you'll be later when it's time to retire. And I'm just happy we get to do that with them now. I think it's a great deal. And whatever we do in our country, I'm just going to follow it, right? I mean, or else they're going to kick my ass out.
Who are those beautiful people behind you? Walk me through it.
So you got my daughter, Ivy Ann. She's 4 years old. Oh, that's my wife, Tierra. Me and my wife been together now, Rich, for 26 years, married 21.
Wow.
That's my son, Babs. He got a lot taller. He's actually my height now. This is when I first got the job. He's the 12-year-old in the middle. He's actually a good player. He got a couple different offers already from colleges and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then that oldest one, that's Frank Jr. He starts long snapper on field goal here. He's on punt return and on kickoff. Like, he plays here. He transferred in to come play with us. He's doing a good job. He'll be the best version of me as a coach when it's time for him to go coach and stuff like that.
I like it. How much money would a kid, let's just say, if he had 47 touchdown passes at Camden High School and set a record, ask for to come out of college? So basically, how much would you have asked? How much would you, the high school player, be asking you, the head coach of Syracuse football, for?
I need at least, me going to my mental now, I need at least $5,000 a month. Let me get five. That way, I would get the $2,500 I deserve.
Okay. That's the answer I was looking for.
Let's go.
Chris, you got to be out of your skull happy right now.
Yeah, just talking with, you know, Andrew Siciliano, coach, and, you know, just the text chains with all my Cuse buddies and all the guys I went to school with. You know, Dwight was in my class of 02. We're just beyond geeked out of our mind, you know, like last year with Will Howard and the offense. I was at the UNLV game in Vegas, and just being excited for Saturdays now. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that and get hype. It's been awesome.
Chris, one thing I got to tell you, last year was with Kyle McCord. Mm. Don't ever get Will Howard.
Oh, that's my bad. Oh, I can't believe I just did that.
We got to take it back.
Oh, that is so embarrassing.
Started all over. Kyle McCord, the great Kyle McCord.
I know, he was awesome. That's my bad.
It's all good. I knew you was thinking of coming from Ohio State.
That's a foul with the hosts too.
Tell me about it. You know, but yeah, no, I knew when you were saying it as well. But listen, you're excited.
I was caught up.
You're all jacked up.
But listen, I'm very thankful that you guys are involved in the program, though, Chris. Like, it means a lot to us. I mean, you see, you come to Syracuse, you're going to get a great degree. You're going to go on and do special things in life, not just athletically, but also outside of that. There's so many entrepreneurs. There's so many people working on television that came, and everything starts here at Syracuse. So, this is a great place. Rich, I really appreciate you having me on the show.
I'm
just watching you year and year drop that 40 time. That meant a lot to be able to do it at your age. Not many guys understand how hard that is.
Thank you.
And just what you're running for, though. Like, everybody's just paying attention to that,
but
it's what you're doing it for.
Thank you.
That means a lot, man. Thank you. Since being younger, you showed us a lot, and I appreciate what you do on television.
Right back at you, Coach. As you know, you got your babies and your frame behind you there. You know, there, but the grace of God, go any of us if they get a phone call for St. Jude or anything like that. So I appreciate you pointing that out for the run. But I also have to push back. My 40 time is not dropping, but I can't wait just to attempt it. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep trying.
You got to run more sprints, though. You got to run more sprints now.
Oh, that would require training, coach. No, see, that ain't happening.
Now you sound like Dion. Yeah. Dion always said, don't jog. You got to sprint. He goes, I've never seen a fat sprinter, is what Dion once upon a time told me, coach.
Think of this. The people who jog and do those marathons and all that, yeah. Do any of them look ripped up?
That's what Dion said.
So then when you look at the sprinters and you look at all of them, they're right.
That's like, what he said.
Just go do 30-yard sprints, a lot of those.
Oh, man. Speaking of prime, weren't you guys talking about doing some sort of a, you know, an off-season game against each other, like in the pros or anything like that? Was that you?
Yeah, we were trying to get a spring game to play against each other. I think it's going to go through next year, possibly. Okay. It'll be a chance. Prime is one tough guy, man. Just all the stuff that he's dealing with and that he's dealt with, and he just overcomes it because of his Lord and Savior. But he's been a huge guy in my corner that I could just call and talk to and just ask some different questions. And he just tells you the truth, right? And tells you when you're right, tells you when you're wrong. But he always lets you know he's praying for you and make sure he tell you he loves you before you hang up. But I think he's doing an amazing job down there. He's developing young men. He's teaching them everything they're supposed to. And like, well, who could you learn the game from more than arguably the best athlete to ever walk this earth, right? One of them. So I'm very thankful to have him in my corner and to be able to talk to him.
Plus one on that. And again, I'm a Michigan guy, so words like good luck against Duke are in my DNA. So that's the hoops in me also coming out. Coach, thanks for the time. What a pleasure. I hope we get to do this again.
Yeah, we'll do. Y'all be safe. God bless y'all.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Fran Brown, head coach of Syracuse football, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Camden, New Jersey's finest. All right. Like, do you know that commercial, Want to Get Away?
I can't believe I said that.
I can't believe God, that. Is so you never do that either.
No.
Oh, that's up there
so
now.
I was so like caught up
it's
in the moment.
It's up there now in the annals of Pretty the Rich bad. Eisen Show. Oh,
I said that.
It happens.
Ugh.
It does happen.
Humiliating.
Just not to your
I know. I know.
Oh, man.
It's one of those things, though.
That you'll never bring up again, Rich. That's
at
for sure.
At one point, we'll stop talking about it. But today is not that,
not that day. Not that
day. Just like you and Micah. Let's take a break.
You know me. I'm not a Skews fan, but I really like Chris's, him, man. I like his vibes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like,
it's going to haunt me like the rest of the week.
I've been sending Chris little clips, like Instagram clips of his press conferences the last few weeks.
Oh, dude, Fran is
the
man.
I really dig this cat, man. Like, I run through a wall for this dude.
I'd still have eligibility. I wish I had legs that work, but like, dude. Man. Oh, dude, he's the awesome.
Well, you got yourself a winner there.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's for sure.
For sure.
844-204 Rich is the number to dial. Don't worry, you'll get your mojo back next segment,
thanks.
Chris. It's my power rankings.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
They got Willa. They got my daughter. I need to find her.
From acclaimed director Paul Thomas Anderson.
You can save that girl.
On September 26th, experience what is being called the best movie of the year.
This is the end of the line.
Not for you.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Tiana Taylor, Chase Infinity.
Let's go! Here
I am. One battle after another. Only in theaters September 26th. Experience it in IMAX. Rated R. Under 17, unadmitted without parent.
You can hide.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back on the Rich Eisen simulcast, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, the ESPN app, and Disney Plus. For those who want to listen and watch, we say hello. Dave in Ohio has been hanging on, listening to us for the last hour and a half. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Rich, first time caller on the show.
Good to speak with you.
On Sunday Night Football, when Micah Parsons inevitably sacks Dak Prescott, do you think the camera immediately pans to Jerry Jones in his ivory tower?
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
And also, if I set an over-under of 3.5 times the camera pans to Jerry Jones through the whole football game, would you take the over?
Oh, take the over. Let me tell you something.
Over
Dave,
on everything.
Yeah. Everybody gets so upset when you see Taylor Swift. Like, what, 4 or 5 times a game, 6 times a game, 7 times a game, right? It doesn't even come close to the amount of times you see Jerry Jones or a member of the Jones family ever in a game that the Cowboys are close and then they win. Let's take a shot of the Jones family high-fiving each other. Name me another ownership group. The Krafts, maybe?
Krafts.
Name me who else?
The Hunts.
No, you never see in a Kansas City Chiefs game. If Taylor Swift is sitting there, you see her 4, 5, 6 times. It's just like, oh God!
They always show Arthur Blank on the sideline
by showing somebody who is the world famous high fiving or acting like a human, having a drink, and you add it up, and the number of times you see her in a game is 0.5 minute. The Joneses blow that out of the water. We once upon a time watched an individual clean Jerry Jones's glasses for him. That's how many times we've caught a camera on him. Who's the glasses cleaner, by the way? Did we ever determine who that was?
It was a son-in-law who is no longer in the family.
Oh no!
I saw an update on that
cleaned
recently.
Him too,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Left a smudge or two.
Yeah. I shouldn't make fun. We never know how these things happen.
But job
in all seriousness, though, how many times do you see? And on Sunday night, I mean, Jerry, he always comes Natalie clad anyway, but he's gonna be on cam. David Ohio's right. Every sack cut to Jerry.
By the way, that's every Cowboys game. Anyway.
I know that, but this one in particular.
This one in particular.
Maybe who else? The Krafts. You never.
They always show Arthur Blank on the sideline.
Well, because he goes down
the
there.
Games. Right, right,
right. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie, we're seeing every now and then.
We're starting to see Carly Ursay Gordon.
Well, because again, she's down on the sideline as well.
Yeah. But she's, for the record, she's apparently been doing this on the sideline and no one paid attention.
Well, because I guess
recently.
She wasn't the principal owner.
Yeah, well, it was.
Now she is.
Does Jed York get some TV time?
No.
Not really.
Ever.
Terry Pegula?
We did see him this past week.
Did you
never see Stan Kroenke.
Did you just look up the Bills on?
Friends with his son.
You know?
Now they never show Stan.
Mark Davis gets a little air time every now and then.
Because he's got a brilliant haircut.
That's a word for it.
Oh, please. Tell me about it, man. It's the greatest of all time. You know? Who else? You don't?
No, no.
Oh,
really.
Jerry. He's going to be on cam.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Do you think he should just, like, hold up signs to say hi to people? You know what I mean?
A lot of raccoon.
Okay, great. Yeah, right? I don't know. He's going to be on camera so much, he could probably sponsor something.
Squirrel.
You know, like his suit is sponsored by or his glasses is sponsored by.
Wear a little patch.
Sell a sponsorship. Like turn your own suit into a NASCAR hood.
Whatever,
that's how often he's going to be on camera Sunday
whenever
night.
You're sipping out that glass, you know?
It's Johnny. That's Johnny Blue. That's
okay.
Jerry's, is that
what we got?
Jerry's a Johnny Blue guy.
How do you know that?
I think that's well known.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I have a feeling it's going to be sad and blue after the game's all said.
You know what is well known is who was the Syracuse quarterback last year? Did the blood leave your body?
Honestly, I'm so humiliated.
Don't be humiliated.
Let him be humiliated. Don't let him off.
By the way, there's the moment Chris found out he got it wrong when he said Will Howard instead of Kyle McCord.
I said Will, actually. I didn't even say
it. You said Will Howard. You said his full name.
Did I really? I thought I always said Will.
Which is, by the way,
that's so embarrassing.
Put a pin in that for a second. But when you realized your mistake, first of all, when you said it, I heard it. And then I was waiting to hear your point to see if you were making another point, but then you kept going on and on. And then
I
saw Coach Brown start to talk, I'm like, oh, he's not going to let this go. Because I was beginning to pick up his vibe over the last 15 minutes. And I realized that. And then he caught, like, did the blood leave your body?
I think that's my worst moment. And all the clown stuff and the eating the hat, this was way worse.
Over the 10 plus years, soon to be 11 year history of our show.
This is way worse.
The number of times, though, I have been on the air over the 30 plus years that I've done this. And I would swear to God, I said something accurate. And I was told in my ear, you said something completely different. I'm like, no way. And then they play it back, and it was exactly the way I was told I said it, not the way I thought that I had said it. The number of times at 3-something in the morning doing a sports center with Stewart or whomever, and it's all over, and we have to fix our mistakes because the show's going to be re-aired 19 million times while I was sleeping the next morning or that very morning. The number of times is that we have to fix this because you said this. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And like, yeah, you did. Yeah. And they would play it back and it would be the way they said it. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I was stunned over and over and over again.
Obviously, I know it's Kyle McCord. No, I know him on the show. It's just like,
for you to have that moment.
To do that to
I feel your pain,
Coach
sir.
Brown. That is awful.
But it doesn't mean we won't keep mentioning it.
Oh, man.
I deserve it.
There it is. That's the moment.
That's so terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh.
And then you hid behind your desk.
It's want to get away. The trap door opens.
I need to email Coach and apologize.
We can get that for you. Oof. Reach out to your friend Dwight Freeney, your fellow classmate. I didn't know you were in Dwight Freeney's class.
Yeah, same class. We walked the same day.
You walked?
Yep.
Who else did you walk with at Syracuse?
Oh, from that anyone else would know?
Yeah.
Just him.
That's it?
I'm trying to think.
You
of well-known people.
Okay. You, Dwight Freeney.
With all due respect.
Will Howard.
I mean, in all honesty, though,
we have a couple more cracks at him until he starts to really get pissed off. So you got one more? You want to sneak one more?
I can't even push back. I did it. It was so dumb.
I'm going to do something he wouldn't do for me, which is defend.
Oh, stop.
Defend him a little.
I just did. I just talked about how I've done it. I've kept crew members still in their seats. They're thinking, well, I'm going to go home. I need to get to sleep by 3:30 in the morning. And I kept them still working because I screwed something up.
No, I had a moment like that on Saturday, and no one else has pointed at one person.
During Road to WrestlePalooza? Yeah,
one person in all of the comments and all the tweets who pointed it out, and that's the one comment I saw that I said wrong, and it's been eating at me, and no one else has said, so it happens.
Saying
and sometimes
a date
it just
wrong
happens.
Is one thing.
I'm just saying, it just
telling
happens.
Your coach who you want to impress about how much of a fan you are and how long you've been living and dying with this program, and then saying how great it was last year that you are winning with Ohio
Will
State's
Howard.
Quarterback. It's not great.
All right, well, I tried.
It's not the same.
Thank you, TJ. Hey,
I tried.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously, I got dismissed.
It's
so
really,
sorry, bro. That's
really
on you.
Nah, it's on me. I have to wear this now.
What's the want to get away thing?
Snickers.
Maybe we can get a Snickers deal out of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because you want to get away right now.
I'd like to go home. Yeah,
no, you got to stay here, man. You got to stay here.
I was so excited for Coach Brown today.
I know.
And you got a Syracuse helmet on your desk.
You've got another
autographed by Jim Brown.
Yeah. You got another Brown to make it up with. Zach Brown's coming.
Well,
here.
I'm excited for him too.
You just, you know.
And like I said earlier, if things don't go well, we'll call Bobby and have him come in.
Can I say the wrong song to him that I
don't know. You know?
Hey, I love that Waffle House song you sing. What?
Okay.
That's the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to name a Brad Paisley song to him or something like that?
What a disaster.
Hey, man.
Sorry, Chris Brockman.
Celebrity. Good song.
Okay.
I'll see you guys later. I'm out of here.
Hey, man. Loved when you did Margaritaville.
Oh, wow.
Don't leave.
He's out.
Don't leave. Come on, man. Take a seat. All right. We're going to take a break. I promised you that you'll get your mojo back with my power rankings. We'll take a break.
I'm just going to sit here and do
my power rankings, and you're going to get your mojo back because you're not going to be happy with some of my choices. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Scott Hansen Show.
Yeah. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Having some fun. All right. Got my power rankings, guys.
Oh, buddy.
Ready? Ready to hit this? Ready to hit it?
Like snap, I got the power.
Ready to hit it?
Let's
ready
go.
To hit it? I've got, because this Chris needs to get back his mojo.
I do, and I have last week's and the week before in front of me.
I've got them too. I've got
me three.
I got them.
Like what Fran Brown said before you totally flubbed the interview,
yep.
I 100% am accountable.
Yep.
Hit it.
This is my
power rankings. I've got my week four power rankings, and I got to tell you, there's one new team on the list. There's very few no changes, but there will be an opportunity for a Godfather Part Two drop. And I'll tell you this, number 10 on the list, it's a rarity to do this. I can't knock this team off the list, despite them being under 500 after 3 weeks. The Baltimore Ravens are still hanging on at 10.
No way.
They're
really?
Down five spots. Yeah, way, really.
But why?
Because their roster is still amazing. Championship quality playmakers all over the place. They were 1-2 last year, finished 12-5. Sometimes power rankings isn't about the immediate snapshot. It's about what they can do moving forward. And are they still going to beat somebody when they're 1-1? And the Kansas City Chiefs aren't on this list.
They weren't on last week either.
And the Ravens are still on it. I can't quit them. They're still better than a bunch of the 2-1 teams I was thinking of putting on here.
Yeah, I got no problem.
I kept thinking to myself, wait a minute, this 2-1 team just going being there just because they're 2-1, the Ravens would beat them every Sunday we play them right now, if that's a game together.
I expect the Ravens to win this week.
I do too. Higher registers on the Thursday show. I don't know if we're going to go there.
I just appreciate how you've come around on these lists that you didn't want to do, and now you're redefining them yourself. Man,
you know,
that's
I only
growth,
know
bro.
One speed. Thank you
that's
for that.
That's growth.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate
you saying that, TJ. Thank you.
Used to be so anti them.
Number 9 on the list is new to the list. I'm putting the Seattle Seahawks here.
Ooh, okay.
They could easily be 3-0. All they'd do is just knock down the Purdy to Tonjes shot.
Deadly connection.
And Kenneth Walker's running it. JSN's catching it. Sam Darnold's slinging it. They're running it. They're catching it. They're playing defense. And I think they're going to win Thursday night. And I think they're going to be 3-1. And they're number 9 with a bullet, if you will, on my list here. Number 8 on the list, up one spot, are your 3-0 Indianapolis Colts. And at 7.
Wow.
Is a no change Los Angeles Rams.
Stays like a buffalo.
And this is Rams versus Colts this weekend.
Whose house?
And I think it's the Rams' house. I do believe the Rams should win this one. And that's why I'm putting them above a team that's 3-0, despite Daniel Jones performing as well as he's performing. And by the way, I saw some of the comments attached to me saying that Daniel Jones is doing something that no Indianapolis Colt or Baltimore Colt quarterback has ever done. And the number of people are like, did I not know that Peyton Manning played for this team or Johnny United? Yeah, I do know. I'm pointing out Daniel Jones has done something through the first 3 weeks that no other Colt quarterback has done before, which is just to say one of the many stats that he's done, that he's achieved. 3 or more passing touchdowns, 3 or more rushing touchdowns, and no turnovers through the first 3 games of a season is something no quarterback's ever done in the Super Bowl era. None, Colts or otherwise. Number 6 on the list, down 4 spots are the Green Bay Packers. I had to mark them down by losing a game nobody thought that they could lose, but they did. Lose they did. So here they were with the Rams beating the Eagles significantly, and the Packers up by 10 on the Browns, and I'm sitting here thinking they're going to be one on my power rankings list.
Yeah.
And now they're 6.
Oof.
Now I got to turn my back.
Not completely, but I appreciate that drop.
That's
not
funny.
Completely.
That's funny.
Number 5, up 3 spots are the Detroit Lions. They're a top five team now, man.
Five seems
they
low.
They fell really down.
Five seems kind of low.
Hold on a second. We're going to see how the rubber does meet the road in the next couple weeks. And you know I have the Lions making the Super Bowl.
I know.
But I can't sit here and take a 2-1 team over a team that's 3-0 and everybody else the rest of the way are 3-0. They're the best 2-1 team in the NFL. And I'm taking them over the Packers, who they lost to. So push and shove and push back all you want. They're five. Four up, two spot of the Bucks. Baker is remarkable. He is putting a chip on his shoulder about everything. They may go ahead and beat the Eagles this week and be the lone remaining at the end of the day 4-0 team in the NFC. It might be, you know, crazy thing is it might be the Bucks and then the Niners who are 4-0 and taking on 3-0 and taking on the 2-1 Jaguars. And I couldn't even put them on my list.
That's what I mean. What's the difference between San Francisco and Tampa Bay? The health? That's it?
Come on, dude. Health, yes.
The Bucks are also unhealthy.
I get it, but and also down the road here, I think the Bucks have a better shot at a longer term success than the 49ers do.
Interesting.
Number three, up one spot of the Chargers. I am putting them at 3-0 because I'm putting the Bills at 3-0 at the two spot right now. They're two, and the Eagles, once again, are atop my power rankings list. They are a no change. The Philadelphia Eagles stay like before as well.
Like before.
And that's my power rankings list. The Eagles, one, Bills, two, Chargers, three, Bucks, four, Lions, five. There's, as I said, four 3-0 teams at the top. I have the Lions in the pole position of 2-1 teams right above the Packers, who are right above the Rams. The Colts are there at eight. We're taking on the Rams this week. The Seahawks are new to the list. The Falcons, we hardly knew you on my power rankings list. They are off. And the Ravens are still there. And those are my power rankings list for week four. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Jimmy in San Antonio is here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't like this comment section.
Number four, or you got it, Jimmy? You there?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
What?
It's Jimmy,
like he was just in the bathroom,
like he ran to the kitchen real quick.
Hey. Jimmy, you there?
I got caught up in the power of your ranking.
Okay, I agree. That's they are that powerful. I agree.
5'9", 188. No, thanks God. For taking my call,
oh,
Dan.
Oh my God! Wrong. No, wrong Dan. One. That's a wrong one.
Oh, wrong like show. The quarterbacks.
Oh, wow, Jimmy, next level. Jimmy, next okay. level.
Let me push back. Dan has been a famous talk show personality for 30-plus years.
Yes.
Kyle McCord was the Syracuse quarterback for like 4 months.
Right. Yeah, in Fran Brown's first year.
Yeah, so, correct. You know, Jimmy, come on. You're better.
I mean, you are such a passionate fan, obviously.
Wow.
Well, I have a start, bench, practice squad cut.
Okay.
Felly and Del Tufo are undrafted free agents.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm starting with Susie, obviously.
Okay.
Rich, you're on the bench because I need you.
Thank you.
TJ, you're in the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're cutting B-Man.
You got cut to disappearance, sir. B-Man's getting cut.
Wow. Practice squad's I thought I already got cut in the guillotine over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy in San Antonio just piling on Chris Brockman's moment with.
Appreciate
these
you.
These are just great. Dino Babers called in, zoomed in, or he called in, right? Years and years and years ago before we had Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, oh, this is awesome. And then.
Coming off a year in which we were ranked.
Yada, yada, yada. You were the cooler for Babers. And now I just think these segments, they've been great. These Syracuse head football coach segments have just been memorable.
I just need to not speak in them.
No, that's not true. You marked up or down. You marked out.
Marked out.
Thank you, Jimmy.
It's a mark out moment.
Jimmy in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And can go back to doing whatever he's doing.
Ain't no telling.
Let's go. Where are we going to go here? Let's go to Noah in Oklahoma. What's up, Noah?
Hey, Rich, how's it going? Can you hear me?
I can.
Perfect. What do you think about the comparisons of Joe Burrow to Andrew Luck with the injury history and retiring early? And then do you think that the Bengals front office is ruining their own Super Bowl window?
Oh, wow.
how they're not paying players to protect Joe Burrow?
I guess it's that you brought this up the other day, TJ, when Burrow had just been drafted, and then the Bengals had the fifth overall pick, and there was a drawing of him on his behind if they drafted Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, and not the offensive lineman to protect him. And then there's one where he's now throwing to receiver X, or potentially missing receiver, yeah, X, because Penei Sewell was there to block for him. There, yeah, was like a drawing we saw that.
Yeah, I got to find it. It was like a stick figure
drawing. I don't know. Yeah, to me, it's just it. And again, I know you don't like it when you think I'm just trolling you. It's the same thing. So we got to trade Micah to shore up the run game. How about doing both? You know what I mean? How about you do both? How about you get Ja'Marr Chase and then you start drafting the hell out of the offensive line, or you find the offensive lineman? And it's not like they haven't tried. It just hasn't worked. And thanks for the call, Noah. Yeah, you have to look at this and say, now Burrow has played 6 years. He's gotten 3 4,000-plus yard seasons and 3 seasons that have been wiped out due to injury.
Yeah.
And the question is, which guy is he, and why is he either one of these guys?
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.